Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Where are we now? Where are we now?
I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. Back in 2009, just after Barack Obama took office, the Tea Party rose on the American right. Taxes and deficits was their outward cry, but underneath, an unmistakable backlash against a president representing an America many white Republicans were uncomfortable with. All this week, we're looking at the future of the Republican Party, and that little look into the past there was important because the Tea Party of 2009 hasn't gone away. It's morphed and mutated and expanded and now has taken over the GOP.
Hi, I'm Bill from Fort Worth, Texas. I believe there has been a split of the Republican Party. I believe there is now a nationalist party and a Republican Party, one that's very far right and one that's center right. The sooner we stop kidding ourselves about that, the sooner we can move on as a country.
Joe Walsh was a Republican congressman from Illinois from 2011 to 2013. He's now radio host of the Joe Walsh program. And to Joe Walsh and his followers, the GOP now is not in a position of power, but instead is an empty vessel.
It's pretty much died, and I don't think people realize it yet. I don't think most Republicans realize it yet. I mean, think about it. You got a guy in the White House who we think is a Republican, but he got put there without any help from the Republican Party. In fact, the Republican Party did not want him to win. They don't want him to do well. They still wish he'd just go away. So I do believe the party, for all intents and purposes, is done.
Joe, if the Republican Party is dying, though, the voters have to go somewhere. Conservatives have to go somewhere. Evangelicals have to go somewhere. Chamber of Commerce Republicans have to go somewhere. And Joe Walsh has to go somewhere. Where do they go?
That's a great question, Todd. So I think I think you're seeing a split. I think that there is a populist slash limited government merging here that has had it with the big business, big corporate, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell wing. Trump has tapped into the populist anger, and Trump's nothing. Trump does not have an ideology. He's got no working principles. But I see eventually, Todd, it's the merging of the libertarian wing with this populist streak.
How important is ethnicity in that merging, Joe? How important is race? A big feature of Trump's embrace of the alt-right, of Steve Bannon, even tweeting some of the videos that he tweeted the other day, has to do with white ethnic identity in this country. It just does. It's not the only feature, but it's one of them. How important is that?
And Todd, I hear you, and it's a fair point. I just don't buy the race thing. It just so happens that most of Trump's supporters are white, but it's more of a yearning for what America used to be. That's not a race thing. It's just I want right and wrong back.
You don't think that a yearning for a past glory in America before civil rights or maybe when people knew their place a little bit more doesn't have anything to do with race, Joe?
No. It may with some, and there are outliers with everything I'm talking about now. But no, for the average Trump voter out there, it's got nothing to do with race. It's got everything to do with right and wrong, good and evil. That is really, I think, what formed the basis of doggone it, Trump, go to Washington, kick some tail, and let's get our right and our sense of right and wrong back.
I see you all the time, Joe, using the phrase grab your musket. That's what you tell listeners of the Joe Walsh program to do. As the country changes, you say, grab your musket out there.
Yeah, because, and again, it's figuratively speaking, Todd. I said, Todd, when I got elected, and I believe it more firmly now, we are seeing a split in this country that we have not seen since the Civil War. When I implore my listeners to grab their muskets, it is a call to fight for freedom and limited government. And I know full well that I expect to be on the losing side in this fight for a number of years.
Joe, what's the future of a Republican Party? And I want to point you to Alabama. That race is at a point where a lot of Republicans, not just friends of Roy Moore, have made the determination that somebody credibly accused of molesting children is a better choice than a Democrat.
Yeah, you know, Todd, and I came out pretty strongly, I have, in support of Roy Moore. I don't know Roy Moore, but the average Republican voter in Alabama will vote for Roy Moore because he's been accused of things. But just because you've been accused of things does not mean you're guilty. More importantly, Todd, the average Republican is going to vote for Roy Moore because, let's go back to where we began, the party does not want him in Washington, D.C. That, more than anything, is driving the average Roy Moore supporter to the polls. What, you're telling me Mitch McConnell doesn't want him there? That's what they did to Trump, then I'm going to support him.
So what does that very thing tell you about the future of this party? You say it's dying. What does it become?
I think you will see a formal split in the party. Todd, I think you're going to see a viable third party and a viable fourth party in America within the next 4 years. I think the split in the Republican Party is going to come first. I enjoyed your discussion last week on the Democrat Party. The split in the Democrat Party, I think, will come after the split in the Republican Party.
So the split in the Republican Party, Joe, it looks like what? Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are in the Chamber of Commerce, new Republican Party. Joe Walsh is in the populist Musket Party.
Yeah, it looks like, go back to the Whigs and the birth of the Republican Party. Way back when. The current Republican Party is the Whigs. They will be the party that will sort of merge with the mainstream Democrat Party, because what I believe, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, the establishments are almost the same. So I think you'll see the Paul Ryans and Mitch McConnells of the world and John McCain's of the world merge with the Democrat Party establishment, and the Joe Walsh's grab your muskets, the populist and the libertarians, are going to go off and form their own limited government party. And then I think you'll see something formed on the far left.
Well, look, I have a feeling also, Joe, that a lot of the white nationalists and the alt-right folks and the people who've gotten so much attention out there, they're probably going to think they have a home in the Musket Party. Are they welcome?
Yes. No, they're not welcome. Not at all. Anybody who is going to be divisive by race, culture, creed, anything like that's not going to be welcome. But Todd, you're right. Fair point. It's going to take some time because they have already glommed onto what Trump sort of represented, and they will glom onto the grab your musket party. But we've got to be clear that we believe in freedom, tolerance, and limited government. If you're looking for an all-white America, take it somewhere else.
Joe Walsh is a former Republican congressman from Illinois. He's host of the Joe Walsh Program and possible future leader of the Libertarian Musket Party after the Republican Party dies, which he predicts. Joe, thanks.
Always enjoy it. Thanks, Todd.